welcome to another episode of Anime Unlimited. I am your host, Kitty, and I'm here with...
Warpath.
Hello, Warpath. How you doing?
Okay, and you?
Pretty good. We're about to cover, if you guys can't tell, Marmalade Boy. Let's see. We're going to tell you guys about this like this. Okay. Basically, we're going to talk about Miki Kushikawa. She's a cheerful, friendly, outspoken, and good-hearted high school girl. Miki had her heart broken in junior high by her best male friend, Ginza. And while she got over it and was able to become friends with him again, she also showed interest in moving on to someone else. When she was in high school, her parents returned from a trip. And I'm not going to read that part because it would kind of ruin it for you guys. But we'll go ahead and move on to another character. And his name is Yu Matsura. He's really cute too. Okay. So, let's see. Yu Matsura is smart and naturally athletic, able to excel in many sports. Personality-wise, he is much the opposite of Miki. Being more detached, less emotional, and less open about his feelings than Miki. Miki calls him Marmalade Boy because she thinks that he is bitter or sweet on the outside, but bitter on the inside. Well, that's kind of mean. While he admires Miki's ability to clearly express her emotions after their families, I'm not going to talk about that part because it'll ruin it for you guys. But yeah. Let's see, the manga went from December 12th, 1992, and let's see, the last volume was in February 20th, 1996, and then it says the first special edition volume was released March 15th, 2004, with new volumes published monthly until the final episode was released August 11th, 2004. And then... You guys want to know how many episodes this thing has? Whew, it's got a lot. It's got more than Boys Over Flowers, which is, I thought, was one of the longest animes. Well, one of them, the longest animes. But this one here kind of tops it. 76 episodes, and that's just the anime. So that's like the TV series anime. You got the film, but it's only 26 minutes. I haven't seen it. And you've got the light novel, and it's like 10 volumes, which would be the manga probably, and TV drama has 30 episodes. So this is a very long anime. It lasted for a very long time. So yeah, I can't really go into like a whole bunch because it would ruin it, but one of our favorite characters in this, we're pretty sure that you guys will like him too because he's funny, and he's Ginta's cousin. Let's see if I can find him.
Tsutomu Rukutanda.
Yes. Do you guys remember I was talking about a boy in Clannad that could not never catch a break? This guy's got it worse. He okay. Anyway, you just have to watch. It's really good. And I give it a 9.9. And you'll have to see why, because stuff just some of the stuff happens and you're like, ah. But yeah, this is really good anime, and it's a really good feel-good anime, and it's a romantic comedy, so what can I say? I love those romantic comedies. And our next anime will be... Okay, our next one is Fruits Basket. That's a really good one. It's, let's see, you got Taru Honda. And I can't read too much about this because, well, I'll just tell you this. She's an orphaned high school student. At the start of the story, she begins living in a tent. Then she's found by somebody, and they offer to take her in for exchange. In housekeeping, she loves to cook and describes herself as an excellent housekeeper. She also has an after-school job as a janitor to pay her tuition fees and to avoid being a burden on her grandfather. See, she is depicted as polite, optimistic, extremely kind, and selfless. So there's she's a really cute character and sweet. And then there's it's Yuki Soma. Let's see, I can't really tell you much about him. Let's see, he's depicted as attractive, reserved, and accomplished young man with many admirers, but who finds being friendly difficult. When Yuki was young, Akiku Chama, I think that's, is that how you pronounce it? I think it's it. Oops.
Akito?
Akito. Shoma kept him. Yeah, that don't run it for you guys. So, I didn't realize I was going that far. Okay. Anyway, that would run the anime. That would be like, you remember how I told you guys about the whole Nana thing? Don't want to do that. Okay. I've already seen this one like a lot, so. But I don't want to run it for you guys because you guys may not have seen it yet. So, I don't want to do that. And then there's Kayo.
I guess I believe that's right.
And then his name is pronounced Soma.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see how I can tell you guys about him. He's depicted as an orange-haired young man who's short-tempered and charismatic, if initially awkward around people. And Arisa, I can't pronounce the last name, so I'll just say Arisa, once calls him the anger management boy. And Yuki Soma expresses envy in his ability to make friends easily. He's also fiercely competitive and can be easily manipulated into doing things he does not want to do by turning it into a competition, especially against Yuki. So yeah, there's a little bit about them too. And, well, actually, three. But the manga, let's see if I can tell you guys about that. There's 136 chapters of the Fruits Basket, and let's see, they were originally, in Japan. And from January 1999 to November 2006, these were collected in 23 tankobon volumes, with the final volume published in Japan on March 19, 2007. Let's see, the series is licensed in English, North America, and the United Kingdom by Tokyo Pop. So if you guys want to check that out. Let's see, the anime. I'm trying to help you guys with this one. I don't know how many. Let's see, 26 episodes. Let's see. So yeah, I think there's 26 episodes. The Fruits Basket anime series was animated and produced by Studio Den and premiered on TV Tokyo in July 5th, 2001. The final episode airing December 27th, 2001. The series aired, basically Funimation aired the series in dubbed English on their anime television channel. As you know, basically, I can't really give too much about this one. I'll probably give this one here not a high score as Marmalade Boy, but probably about a 9, if that, maybe even an 8.9. But it's considered a drama, fantasy, romance. That's what category that one's in. So, what would you give it, Warpath?
I would probably give it about, about 8.5, probably.
He's making himself look like the worst critic, huh? But in reality, I don't know. He may like it more. I don't know. He's silly like that. But the manga actually has 23 volumes, and the TV anime, like I said, has 26 episodes. So it's definitely one worth checking out. I can't give too much of, you know, I wish I could go into details, but I don't want to ruin it for you guys. So it's a really, really good one. Okay, we're about to cover another one. This is the one we told you guys that we talked about last week. So get ready. Okay, here we go. This is the one we said that we would talk about last week. And here it is. You guys can tell by the theme music. It is Boys Over Flowers. Don't be intimidated by the name. It is really good. It's a really good anime. This is like one of the best animes that I've seen. Like I said, it's it's addicting. And to, let's see. Takasa is like one of the most handsomest characters, male characters, that there is in anime. I mean, you have to see how he acts toward the other characters in the anime and just the way he carries himself and stuff. So yeah, this is a really good anime. Highly recommended. And I haven't even got started on it, but basically, we'll go ahead and go down on this. Let's see here. Volumes, there's 37 of the manga, and then the TV anime has 51 episodes. And then there's an anime film. The Hana Yori Dango, the movie, is 90 minutes long. And TV drama, there's only 19 episodes. And let's see, it has had a, whoa, it says TV drama, Hana Yori Dango Returns. And that was when ran from January 5th, 2007 to March 16th, 2007. And there's 11 episodes. There has been a live action film. I haven't watched it. And it was released June 28, 2008. So, and then there's the Korean version, which is the TV drama, and it has 25 episodes. So, we'll go ahead and go with the characters here for you guys. You've got Takushi Makino, or Makino?
Yeah. You've had it right starting out.
Yeah, Takushi Makino, that's what I thought. And she is one of the main female characters. She is the main female character in Boys Over Flowers. Let's see. I don't want to ruin it for you guys, so I'm going to have to kind of watch what I read here. It's not scripted. I'm just reading what I found. Okay. Let's see. She's the female. Okay, she's the main female characters in Boys Over Flowers and is one of the very few students at the prestigious Ikkiku, or what is that? Otoku High School. So, to come from an unwealthy family, her family is so poor they can barely afford to pay for Makino's tuition. But her parents push her to continue at the school so she can seduce a rich man. And take them out of poverty. Let's see. I'm not going to read any more of that because that would ruin it for you guys. Then we're going to talk about Takasa Domyoji. He's one of my favorites. He is the leader of the F4, which means Flower 4, and comes to immediately fall head over heels in love with a certain character, and is the heir of the Domyoji Enterprises, and his family is extremely rich. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. Okay, they own various houses around the world, including an actual island, a house in Canada, a house in New York City, where his parents live most of the year. And I can't really go much more into it with him because, well, that would run it for you guys. Don't want to do that. I don't think you guys want to watch 51 episodes and then know what's going to happen at the end, because it's like I'm still toying with the idea of buying the rest of, Nana, because I already know what happens. Okay, so you've got the next one. Next character.
Let's see, that would be Rui Hanazawa. They usually call him Louie.
Yeah, Louie. He's really cute. He's Takasa's best friend, and who becomes Takasa's first romantic interest. Takushi's first romantic You guys just heard a blooper. Okay.
That just sounded wrong.
I know, I messed up. Okay.
This was terrible. I didn't know they were like that.
Stop that. Okay. Louis, we're just going to call him Louis, is Takasa's best friend and becomes Takushi's very first serious romantic interest. He is generally quiet, but has a soft spot for his close friend and Takushi's idol. The model... What is that one? Shizuka Tero. Let's see whom he. I'm not gonna go into that because that just almost spilled the beans. And then there's the Sujiro, and it's hard to pronounce his last name.
Nishikado.
Yeah. And he is very. He's quiet and very interested in the tea ceremony, which his family's business. For the most part, he and whatever that person was to hear. It's like watching the anime and you don't have to read their names. But when you get
I believe it's Mimasaka.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mimasaka usually work to keep a peace between the group and following Domyoji. Okay, I'm not going to read no more of that one because... I don't know what you guys are thinking, but then why is she reading it, right? Well, I have to give you guys like a little bit of insight of the anime. I can go ahead and tell you guys my experience of it. We'll just go ahead and cut it off there about that. Because I'm not like one of those scripted type people. Basically, I fell in love with this anime because it has everything that you want in a guy. Everything you want in a guy. Because there's things that Takasa does that you wish, you know what I mean? It's like a very romantic, just, it's a great anime. Let's just say that he rescues a character. There's more than one girl, so he rescues a character, and I'll go ahead and give you one of the something that happens. Basically, the female character, one of the female characters that I'm talking about, gets drugged behind a car from this, you know, she was getting bullied and they wanted her out of the school. So Takasa was more or less told, you know, you don't love, you know, this girl and come home with me and all this stuff. So he was more or less kind of out of it. And so basically, I guess he snaps out of it. So he goes back to the school. And he finds, you know, his love interest being drugged behind the car. And he picks her up. He whoops the hind end out of all the people that did it to her. And picks her up, takes her shirt off, wraps her up in it, and literally carries her home. And it's a long way. So, and then he keeps her at his house, and he bandages her up, and then... He leans over and tells her he loves her. So, it's a really good anime. I love it. And there's also a part in there where it shows that no matter what, love conquers all. And you just have to watch it because it is a very, very, very good anime. I would give this one a 10. 10, 10, 10. All the way, 10. There's just, you can't say anything bad about this anime. There's some parts you will cry in this anime. I mean, when you watch it, some of the stuff is just like, oh, come on. It's like a roller coaster kind of, you know. That's just me telling you. I'm not reading anything. That's me telling you guys about how the anime is. It's like, that's the way it is. But we do hope that you guys are enjoying the podcast. We see that we got a couple of subscribers out there. And we hope that you guys are enjoying it. And we'd like to hear, or I'd like to hear some of your comments, if, you know, if you guys want to post them, and maybe you guys have an anime that you think that we'd like to watch, or something, kind of give us a comment on that. And we are on iTunes now, so you can give us a look, and we hope that you guys are having fun watching anime as much as we are. And keep it tuned in here, and we'll try to bring you everything we can anime, and we're going to continue to watch anime to bring you guys all the news, all the reviews, and everything that we can anime. Have a good night.
Take care.